Accession number 30271, reel number 10.
Leading aircraft and Walker, reel 10. I think you were saying that besides your mother, you had pen friends to whom you were writing.
Yes. Well, before the, I joined up, of course, I was on the butchery van and in the process of going to various houses and what have you. Then there were young ladies at those houses, particularly if I was on a Saturday, not so much through the midweek. So there was one particular round which took me right through to Skeffling and Killensey. And one or two of the young ladies wrote to me, and I used to write back. It was only just pen friends, nothing more than that, with the exception of one. She says, when I was going to marry her, and I had to tell her when I wasn't. And I wasn't intending to until after the war, but that's it.
Did she carry on writing after?
No.
She didn't?
No.
Did you ever get parcels from home?
I can't recall. No. The one funny incident, though, that did happen with these... there was this newspaper, and it had like a little magazine part to it. And or maybe it was a magazine on its own. And the lads, because I used to let these papers go out, if they say, well, have you got something, you know, something to read? So I let them have a look at what I had got. Of course, there was very few others had them. And there was a crowd and giggling like mad. And eventually, when I got it back, what my mother had done, there was a bare-bosomed woman, and she'd stuck some bits of paper across the appropriate portions. And, of course, this caused high amusement amongst my colleagues.
So she was also censoring your...
Yes, yes. In a way, yes. Mm. I haven't got any ideas anyway.
besides the newspaper and so forth, did you have access to other things to read? Could you get hold of
no,
books?
No, I never tried.
You never tried?
I wasn't a reading person at that time, mainly because I was of poor education, basically. I was poor at reading, and my writing was improving, and that was the main thing for my outlet. And I spent a lot of time writing, particularly in the evenings when the lads would go off and go to the town. And this happened all through the service, with the exception that when I was in Caithness, I hardly wrote there. And when I was in India, that's in the Bengal area, where the condensation was so high, I didn't write much there either. But they understood that.
Now, something else you mentioned is the question of obtaining supplies of fresh water, and you were saying that it wouldn't be supplied by the Spaniards, so it had to come in. How was that
well,
dealt with?
Can I go back to an earlier tape that you've got?
Mm.
I said that there was two regions of activity for our aircraft. Now, our main region was the North Atlantic.
Yes.
But when the aircraft started to fly in towards the Mediterranean, because there was a build-up there of submarines, we were getting many fatalities in shipping, then...
You were saying that there was a build-up of submarines in the Mediterranean, and so the aircraft
yes.
were concentrating.
Now,
that.
No, the aircraft, some of the aircraft were diverted into the Med, and the patrols were quite long, and unfortunately we started to lose aircraft in that way, and so the aircraft crew then insisted that they wanted to carry extra water. Now, because there was only six cans in the emergency pack with the dinghy, then they wanted, it was something like a gallon-sized tin, And they recruited me to make sure that this was half full. Now, there was no access for fresh water in our area at all. I mean, if you went to the ablution place, it was salt water, sea water. And so the only place I could get any water from was from the cookhouse. And they weren't very keen on doing this either. So I had to hang around sometimes to get this half filled with fresh water. Now, because the whole garrison of Gibraltar was flooded with personnel, and that the water demand was pretty high, and so Spain, of course, was anti-British, and if we wanted to top up the reserves, then there was a ship sent away to, I think it was to the other side of the onto the North African, is it Agadira, somewhere near there, and they would fill up a tanker there and ship it across, and this had to be done fairly frequently.
So you're getting your fresh water from Morocco?
Morocco, yes. Well, there was a reservoir, which I think I mentioned before, on the Mediterranean side, but that was only to catch rainfall during the winter time. And of course there was a longer period where it was dry. Even during the winter you've got some nice sunny weather.
Were you ever rationed for water yourself?
Never had any.
You never had any?
No.
What about?
You used to shave in salt water, and you had Castile's salt water soap, which was useless. And but nevertheless, that was the best you had. You could get a bit of a lather. And washing and bathing, of course, I used the sea.
What about drinking? What did you have to drink?
Well, all drink, of course, was either what you got in the cookhouse, which was tea, mainly. Sometimes you got cocoa at night time, and that's if you went for it. But no, if you wanted anything else, then it was to the naffy and have a beer. I didn't bother to go uptown, and the beer was so expensive in town; it wasn't worth it.
What was the beer like in the naffy?
It was tinned, and sometimes you've got Newcastle Brown in a bottle. Now that was nice.
What other facilities did the naffy have besides its bar?
Oh, there wasn't a bar as such.
There wasn't a bar?
No. I can't remember much about it. I missed that one. It was not a well-populated place. There wasn't a great deal to on offer, and so they're more likely to go uptown. I mean, on the day that I realised it was my 21st birthday, and it was getting towards 9 o'clock, I'd been writing a letter and I was putting the date up. I thought, William, it's your birthday. So I thought, oh, I'll shoot across to the naffy and get it. It closed just as I got there. So that was that.
Something you mentioned happened in December 1942 is that you thought you were being shot at from across the border. Tell me more about that.
Yes. This was a time where they got the runs, and of course it demands urgent response.
Not something that will wait.
No. The ablutions come toilets, and they were the dry type. So it wasn't a very nice place to go to. And this was located right on the beach edge near the frontier. And there was a service track that the waste van would come up and empty the buckets and what have you. But in the process of going from my billet, which would only be about 50 yards away from it, there was a ping. And it was the whistle of a bullet going past me, and I heard the report, and it was from Spain. No messing about that, it was. And when we went to on a holiday into Spain, I found out later on that there was a German spy area halfway up the hill. And I can only assume that that's where it originated from. And they were monitoring all that was going on at Gibraltar, and apparently by landline it was sent through to Ronda, and from Ronda it was then transmitted through to the German command. So they knew all about the build-up of convoys and which way most of our aircraft were going.
And aircraft movements, presumably.
Well, I can only assume that there was a monitoring, and that's all. I found this out since, but it wasn't at the time.
Did you get shot at ever again?
No, no.
How did you react when you realised you were being shot at?
Well, I run faster. And, of course, this was when I was going there, so I knew I had to go back again. And what I did, instead of going along the service track at the back, then I went into the aircraft and did a detour through the air like a dog leg. And so that was the way I got back. No problem. Now, another occasion where there was a shot was that the CO had a dog, and he used to walk this in the evenings, particularly late evenings, and that was shot. And they couldn't find out who had done it. Now, it leaves a question in my mind, who would want to shoot it in the first place, because he was a popular man. It was very considerate. At least that's the impression we got, because you very rarely saw him. Once in a while he would call a parade, and it was mainly to make sure that you had soldier equipment.
What was the character of the dog?
It was a black, I don't know. it was a black one, I knew it. But it was a friendly dog as well. But there again, and he was really upset with that.
When you had got back from your expedition, when you'd been shot at, did you report it?
No. No. I hadn't a reason to give, and I think that's what they would have wanted. No, I didn't report it. No.
Were you alarmed?
I was fearful, but nothing more than that. I thought, well, you would half expect this, but not from Spain.
Was this the first time you'd been under fire?
Yes, and it's the only time.
Now, the enemy were also active in other ways. You mentioned that in February 1943, you thought there were German aircraft flying over Gibraltar.
They never got there. This was most spectacular. And the rock itself is got very many caves, and it's man-made. And on the top of the rock, which of course we were not allowed to go to, and this is, 1,400 feet high above sea level. Now, there was an aircraft approaching, the alarm went, and so we knew something was happening. It was at night time, and with that, the whole place was absolutely covered in searchlights. And there was... If there'd been anything near towards the searchlights, it would have been shot at. Mm. Now, they did shoot, but I couldn't see what they were shooting at. And it was a barrage that for very short-lived, and I can only assume that it turned him away. But the display was magnificent. And, it only happened once.
What were you supposed to do if there was an enemy aircraft?
Couldn't do anything. Oh. You were out on the north front. There was no dugouts or anywhere. No idea, no instruction or anything.
No drills for air raid precautions?
No, none. Just the ones.